You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
If you're like me, you kind of hear about a revival. There have been a lot in my over 30 years of working here that I've had the privilege of knowing about around the country. Real outpourings, people traveling to and stuff. And one of those happened. It's been a little over a year now. Remember the name Asbury University in Kentucky? Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Well, there's a professor who was an eyewitness to that incredible spiritual event, February of 2023. And she said the outpouring hasn't stopped. The revival is continuing. Now, her name is Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin, and she wrote a book soon to be published. Its title is Generation Awakened, an eyewitness account of the powerful outpouring of God at Asbury. And she told a news source behind the scenes details of the revival, what she sees happening now, why she believes the impact still being felt. It was a routine chapel service. I went back and I watched it. It was incredible. You'd fall asleep in it. It really was. It was just a regular day. You know, here we go again. All the kind of the same thing. And it just started. God started working at people. And then it continued. It lasted around the clock for 16 days. Attracted college students from hundreds of other colleges and universities, as well as people from across the globe. Despite the event officially being brought to a close, Professor Baldwin said hardly a day has gone by that she doesn't hear something about the ways in which the outpouring has reached people across the world. And it's interesting because in the last month or so, talked about they were baptizing people in the back of pickup trucks in Georgia, University of Georgia, Florida. Now they expect a lot of baptism. Easter was a big deal. Baptism's going on in France. That's almost unheard of. A country that had never had a revival in its history, right? And, of course, Muslims seeing Jesus, meeting Jesus in the middle of the night, visions of Jesus, and coming to Christ. It's really exciting, you think? She said it's been many stories from people all over connecting to share their testimony. It's really cool. Long-lasting and powerful. She said this will be her book. Again, it's not out yet, so probably I'll try to remember it for you, the title of it. But where to get to? I forgot. I lost it. Oh, it's called Generation Awakened, an eyewitness account of the powerful outpouring of God at Asbury.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Lord, we pray for Bob, who's traveling out to Kansas City today, and we pray that through the turbulence and all the headache that he's going to have at the airport, that he learns and grows in you and learns to trust you in those turbulent skies. And you're like, what? We always pray for a smooth trip, don't we? But from the coach's diary, the best of the best face storms, trials, setbacks. You know, they become the best of the best because they don't quit. They accept and learn from their failures, and they move on better, stronger, and wiser because of them. Talk to any superstar, that is exactly what they'll say. So I want you to never be embarrassed to struggle or even start over. There's no shame in working hard and overcoming setbacks while trying to get to where you want to go. That's just plain and simple.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
This is the science part of our program. And I know this is true. I've seen this. I've read about this as well. And a lot of people don't believe it. They're like, oh, that's not true. What about trees that get destroyed by these moths or insects? You know, I don't think cicadas are going to destroy trees in areas where they come out. But, you know, if you got a bazillion just descend on a tree all at once, right, it's equipped to defend itself in an ingenious way. But there, of course, there are times where the bug is going to win. I mean, you know, that's kind of the way it is. So let's face it. But I know this is true based on fact. It's science, man. Listen.
Did you know that trees, if there's an insect that is on that tree, based on the insect's saliva, the tree can tell what kind of insect it is. And then it will release a chemical into the air that would draw the predator of that insect to the tree. It will also release a chemical in the air to alert the other trees in the area. And so when that insect goes to the other trees, they've already been alerted and they've changed the taste of their leaves so that when the insect bites it, it doesn't like it. This is real science.
Shut up.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
So it's definitely spring out. I mean, the grass is very green. It means different things to different people. You know, some people in the Northeast, today is a great spring day. It's cloudy and it's not real cold and it's not real warm and you get a little bit of rain and stuff. So it means different things to different people. And Bev, what does spring mean to you?
I go out and buy flowers, hanging flowers for my porch. The first time I look in the weather and see that it's going to be pretty out there. And before the frost comes. And I think it's peonies, the ones that bloom right below the snow as it's coming up. The little tiny ones. So it's something that I always have to ask my husband the name of because we didn't have them in the South.
You got to love those flowers that come up during the snow, man. I mean, I tell you,
yes, they do.
That's very encouraging.
It's like it's a breath of life.
It really is. You have to call me up and tell me when it's officially spring. You know,
okay,
so.
I can do. I felt spring last week because I was in North Carolina and went to the beach. So there you go.
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah, it's true. Well, we've got spring, no doubt about it. Even in my yard with the flowers and the lilies, and I always think, I'm going to plant tulips. So I have those. Tulip Festival in Albany will be coming up in May. Tonight, though, the reason I was thinking about that, because it's going to clear up tonight and be really cold again, like down around 30, maybe 29, something like that. So as long as it doesn't last but a couple hours, you'll be okay because it'll warm up tomorrow with sunshine and in the 50s and stuff like that. But then it really gets warm a little bit later on. So spring, different things to different people. I was in an island in the Caribbean last week where they have no idea what spring is. You know, I asked, have you ever been in even 60 degree weather? No. Flip-flops and shorts every day. I don't know. Could that be all bad? I don't.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
You know, there is a line of growth, right? There's a time when you know you're old. But it's a strange kind of time, and you probably don't realize it until you're over it. But there's an age that you will hit where you finally understand why people were so excited to win an appliance.
You didn't see anything.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.